Colleen's been to the town's International Festival of Children's Films for this week's edition of The Arts.
Third test today, Mama Bear. Your ego is Prego, no doubt about it.
It's really easy to tell. Is your nipples real brown?
Yeah, maybe your little boyfriend's got mutant sperms, knocked you up twice.
Silencio, old man! Look, I just drank my...
The Oscar-winning teenage pregnancy drama Juno, which had its Czech premiere last week in the Moravian town of Zlín, during its 48th annual International Film Festival. The Zlín Festival stands out among the Czech Republic's many film showcases, such as Karlovy Vary and Jihlava, in that its main emphasis is on films aimed at children and young audiences. It is also one of the oldest festivals of its kind in the world. Sanit Naya is a programmer for Holland's CineKid Festival, which is perhaps the largest film festival for children in the world. She was at the Zlín Fest this week as a member of the main competition jury and is familiar with the event's long and colourful history.
What is very important is that it is a very old and established festival. It will be like 50 years in 2 years, so it's an old but very vivid festival. And in the earlier days, it was very interesting for the Western part of Europe because it collected so many titles we would not have access to quite easily. So after the wall came down, it had some problem to reestablish and see what the international role could be. And I have the impression that they did it this very well. It's still a growing event.
Since the fall of socialism, the Zlín Film Festival has had to reinvent itself somewhat. Although it still hasn't managed to become as important an event for film industry professionals as some festivals in Western Europe, Sanit Naya says it has managed to carve out a very specific niche for itself on the film festival circuit.
Well, maybe for the industry there are places like in Berlin and maybe also at CineKid that people come mainly for the professional side of it, like the seminars and the markets and co-production markets. So Zlín is not so much in that perspective having a profile. But that also makes it special because it really aims at the audience and their own audience and tries to give them so much and so many titles, what is amazing because that's not done anywhere in the world, I think. And here you still feel that the social impact and the cultural impact still counts.
Charlie Cocky, a programmer for San Jose's CineQuest Festival, is another regular visitor to Zlín, who also appreciates the event's unique atmosphere.
I've always enjoyed the programming here. I was twice on the jury, and the year that I was on the jury, I was incredibly impressed with the quality of the films, particularly for the youth, because they were quite adult films. They simply were focused around adolescence and the concerns of adolescence with their identity and fitting into the world and understanding the world. But the treatment was very adult and very honest. In terms of the festival itself, I love the atmosphere. I love the energy. Coming out of a theater and there's hordes of kids doing things, painting chalk paintings on sidewalks and what have you. And I think it's a remarkable and wonderful enterprise.
Zlín's emphasis on child audiences is one of the festival's major selling points, according to veteran broadcaster and film journalist Philip Bergson, who has been coming to the event for more years than he cares to remember.
The first time I ever came, I was on the main jury with another legend of cinema who, alas, has gone to the green room in the sky, Horst Buchholz. And I think the big pleasure surprise for all of us was going in this incredible Velki Kino at 8 o'clock in the morning, I think, and seeing and hearing 1,000 children, and then in fact not hearing the 1,000 children. They were so fascinated and absorbed in the cinema. I think this was the most magical experience from my first time in Zlín, and I've seen it again repeated today, that the children are the best audience. When they like the film, they really are quiet and absorbed in it, and these are the spectators of tomorrow.
Some local Moravian folk music was just one of the many extracurricular cultural activities that were also on offer at the Zlín Festival. Andrei Hrudka is a member of the festival management team. Besides screening an incredible 571 films during the week of the festival, he says the event also organises several ancillary activities, which ties in with its audience-friendly philosophy.
One of the most distinct features of the festival is the immense amount of supporting program events. This year we have nearly 100 events, and not only in Zlín, because the festival runs also in our satellite towns. And another very distinct feature of this festival is that all the screenings and supporting events are free of charge.
Björn Bernsson, you are the first ice bear I ever met. I was ever so excited and scared, but now I'm just disappointed. I heard that bears live to hunt and to
Last year's Hollywood blockbuster, The Golden Compass, was also presented at Zlín this year by its star Dakota Blue Richards. The fact that the festival can now attract guests of this calibre is perhaps a sign of the event's growing status. So what did Ms. Richards make of the Zlín Fest?
It's a really lovely place. I mean, it's kind of sad that we're only here for 4 days because we don't get much of a chance to look around, and which I would really love to do. But it's really nice. Like, all the people seem really nice, and it's a lot of fun being here.
Zlín's identity as a film festival is also intrinsically linked to the history of film production in the town, which dates all the way back to the 1930s. Zlín's Bonton Studios was the place where many fairy tales and animated films were produced during the socialist era by legendary directors such as Karel Zeman and Hermína Tírlová, which earned Czechoslovakia a deserved reputation as a major centre of children's film. Zlín's studios are still open today, and Philip Burton says that there is plenty of scope for the town's local film industry and its burgeoning film festival to cooperate on developing Zlín's potential as a future centre of cinema production.
Yeah, of course, the famous Bonton Studios, and where I think Karel Zeman made many films, this is a perfect continuation. And I believe there is also still a small film school inside the studio, so that they are training people in animation and other techniques. No, I think that perfectly combines, and I think also that it can attract to foreign people who have screenplays or who have ideas for films in the fantasy or other genres to come here and use it as a venue. I mean, not so much only Zlín, but the nearby countryside is rich with chateaus and wonderful forests and places where any kind of film could be made within this genre. I think there's a lot can be done in the film commissioning sense, that is encouraging the people who come to the festival with their films to think about staying and relocating a screenplay here or nearby here.